In this bulletin, authorities set to extend Victoria's COVID-19 lockdown as a worrying transmission trend emerges. Another hotel quarantine failure with a person infected in Perth. And Ash Barty defeats Bernarda Pera in three sets at the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Victorian government is expected to announce an extension of the state's lockdown over fears COVID-19 is being transmitted through just fleeting contact. Senior government ministers were briefed by health authorities last night about extending stay-at-home orders, which were due to be lifted on Friday. Ministers were told that 1 in 10 positive cases had caught the virus from a stranger during the current outbreak. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Jerome Wymar, says there have been at least 4 instances of so-called stranger-to-stranger transmission.
What we're seeing now clearly is people who are brushing past each other in a small shop. You know, they're going around a display home. They're looking at phones in a Telstra shop. This is very, relatively speaking, relatively fleeting contact. They don't know each other's names. And that's very different from where we've been before.
A 5-day vaccination blitz for workers in private aged care and residential disability is beginning in Victoria. Disability and Ageing Minister Luke Dennellan says they'll be given priority access to walk-in vaccination hubs.
Our dedicated and hardworking aged care and disability workers need easy access to the vaccine. We have concerns that there isn't enough coverage, so that's very much why we're stepping in. This is very much a call to arms of those workers who are on the front line. It's very much come out, we'll give you a priority lane so it makes it quicker and easier, get through it in a speedier time.
The outbreak has sparked a public health alert in New South Wales after it was revealed a case that tested positive in Victoria had earlier travelled through several sites across the border while infectious. The case reported the onset of symptoms on the 25th of May after driving back to Melbourne the day before. 5 exposure sites have been listed at Goulburn, Hyams Beach, Jervis Bay and Vincentia. Across the country, a man in his 50s has contracted COVID-19 in hotel quarantine in Perth. WA Chief Health Officer Dr. Andy Robertson says genomic sequencing shows the man acquired the virus from a guest in an adjoining room at the Pan Pacific Hotel.
There was a family that were diagonally opposite the room. They were retested and were negative. All of the other 12 people on the floor were retested and were all negative, and all of the staff on the floor are negative as well. So it is just confined to the gentleman in the room next door.
The man was tested on the first and fifth day in quarantine and tested negative, but returned a positive test on his 13th day. The World Health Organization has approved the COVID-19 Sinovac vaccine for emergency use in adults. It's the second Chinese-produced vaccine to be granted this level of authorization after the Sinopharm vaccine was granted an emergency listing last month. The WHO says data submitted showed that 2 doses of the vaccine prevented people from getting symptoms of coronavirus in about half of those who got vaccinated. The vaccine can also now be distributed as part of the UN-backed COVAX initiative, getting vaccines to poorer countries. A vaccine experiment in Brazil has seen a 95% drop in COVID-19 deaths in a town where almost all adults have been vaccinated. The town of Serrana, which has about 45,000 people, saw a reduction in deaths after a mass vaccination effort using the Chinese-developed CoronaVac vaccine. Researchers say people who had not been vaccinated were also protected by a reduction in the virus's circulation. They say it suggests that the pandemic can be controlled when 75% of the population is fully vaccinated. Police in the United States are looking for 3 suspects who fired into a crowd of concertgoers in Florida, killing at least 2 people and injuring more than 20 others. The shooting occurred in a city north of Miami. Police say the attackers used guns and rifles to fire indiscriminately into the crowd outside the concert venue. They say the shooting was sparked by some form of rivalry and wasn't a random attack. to tennis, and Ash Barty has battled to a 6-4, 3-6, 6-2 win over Bernarda Pera at the French Open. Australia's world number one needed medical timeout for a hip injury following the second set. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Melbourne, possible shower, 18. Partly cloudy in Hobart, a top of 17. Similar conditions for Canberra and 16 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy as well, 22. Sydney, much the same, 22. Also partly cloudy in Newcastle and 22 degrees. Similar forecast for Brisbane, a top of 23. Cairns, a shower or two and 27 degrees. And Darwin should be mostly sunny and 32. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.